You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Delhi government on Thursday announced a series of stringent curbs due to rising COVID-19 cases. A weekend curfew will be put in place in the national capital. Gyms, spas and malls have been closed irrespective of the weekend curfew. Essential services will remain functional and people going for weddings will be issued curfew passes. The decision was taken after Kejriwal's meeting with Lieutenant Governor Anil Bedul. The Supreme Court has ordered a CBI investigation in a 1994 espionage case. It involved former ISRO scientist Nambi Narayanan. The top court took into record the report submitted by the three-member panel. The court had acquitted Narayanan in the case in 2019 and awarded him 50 lakh rupees compensation. He welcomed the federal agency probe into the alleged police conspiracy to implicate him in the case. The United States will announce sanctions against Russia on Thursday, American media reported. These will be in retaliation for alleged election interference and hacking. Tensions have escalated between the two countries in recent months over a raft of issues. The sanctions will affect more than 30 Russian entities. Also included will be expulsion of more than 10 Russians from the United States. A senior Japanese ruling party official said that the Tokyo Olympics might yet be cancelled due to COVID-19. A fourth wave of infections is surging less than 100 days from its planned start. The world's biggest sporting event has already been delayed by a year. The authorities have planned to hold it without international spectators. Japan is grappling with rising coronavirus infections, with numbers trending higher in Tokyo. India's electric mobility sector is on a steady road to recovery after COVID-19-induced lockdown. The electric vehicle segment witnessed the sale of 1.35 lakh units, a think tank said. The report said that two-wheeler and three-wheeler EVs made up for nearly 96% of the yearly sales. The top three spots are owned by Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, and Karnataka AA.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
Cricket. एक ऐसा टॉपिक है जी जिस पर सभी के पास ढेर सारा ज्ञान होता है पर इस T20 सीजन क्रिकेट ज्ञानी सिर्फ वो होगा जो सुनेगा क्रिक बाजी। जी हाँ, मैं हूँ राहुल मार्किन और मैं होस्ट करूंगा क्रिक बाजी पॉडकास्ट विद यंग एक्सपर्ट्स एंथुसियास्ट शिखर वार्ष्णेय और सैयद साकिब बिहाकी ओनली ऑन HT Smartcast.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.